At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sometimes, this life can feel uncomfortable. It may be filled with trials that test our faith and patience. But remember, these trials are not meant to break us. They are meant to build us. They are meant to strengthen us and prepare us for the victory that is coming. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans 5:3-5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character, hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Consider the trials in your life as opportunities for growth and refinement. Just as gold is purified in the fire, so too are we refined through the challenges we face. Each difficulty, each setback is shaping you into the person God intends you to be, a person of strength, courage. It's important to understand that God's preparation process is purposeful. He sees the end for the beginning. He knows exactly what you need to navigate the journey ahead. Trust in His wisdom and His timing. Proverbs 3:5-6 encourages us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Even when the road ahead seems uncertain, take heart and be encouraged. God is working behind the scenes, aligning circumstances and preparing you for the victories that lie ahead. Just as a seed must be buried in darkness before it can sprout into new life, so too must we endure times of trial and testing before we can experience the fullness of God's promises. Embrace this season of preparation with faith and perseverance. Know that God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and molding you into His image. Trust that He has a purpose and a plan for your life, and that He will bring it to completion. My dear friends, let's take a moment to talk about the waiting period. I know that waiting can be one of the hardest parts of your journey. When you're desperate for a breakthrough, every second feels like an hour. Every day, like a year. You pray, you hope, and you wait. But nothing seems to change. It's easy to feel frustrated and wonder if anything is happening at all. But I want to encourage you today. Waiting is not a waste of time. It is, in fact, a crucial part of the preparation process. You see, during this waiting period, God is at work. He is working behind the scenes in ways that you cannot see or even imagine. Just because you can't see it, doesn't mean it's not happening. Think about a seed planted in the ground. It's buried, out of sight, and seems like nothing is happening. But underneath the surface, there is a flurry of activity. The seed is breaking open. Roots are growing deep, and soon enough, a sprout will emerge. Similarly, God is working beneath the surface of your life. God is aligning circumstances for your good. He's orchestrating events, opening doors, and creating opportunities that are beyond your current view. It's like a grand tapestry being woven. You only see the back with its tangled threads and knots, but God sees the beautiful picture on the front. Every thread is meticulously placed, every color chosen with purpose. During your waiting period, God is also preparing the hearts of the people who will be instrumental in your victory. Maybe there are people you haven't even met yet, who will play a crucial role in your breakthrough. God is working on them, preparing them to cross paths with you at just the right time. It's all part of His divine plan. Waiting can feel lonely and endless, but it's not a passive state. It's an active time of growth. It's a time when your faith is being strengthened, your character is being refined, and your trust in God is deepening. Think of it like a farmer waiting for the harvest. He doesn't just sit idly by. He tends to his crops, waters them, and ensures they have the right conditions to grow. In the same way, during your waiting period, tend to your spirit, nourish it with prayer, with God's promises, and with the encouragement of those around you. It's also important to remember that waiting is a time for you to prepare. God is getting you ready for what's to come. He's equipping you with the skills, the strength, and the wisdom you'll need for your victory. Sometimes, the biggest breakthroughs require the longest periods of preparation. The greater the victory, the more extensive the preparation. Think about an athlete training for a big competition. They go through intense periods of training, pushing their limits, building their stamina, and honing their skills. The competition itself is just a small part of the journey, but the preparation is where the real work happens. Your waiting period is your training ground. It's where you're being shaped and prepared for the greatness that lies ahead. And friends, let me tell you this. God's timing is perfect. He is never late. He knows the exact moment when everything will come together. When your breakthrough finally arrives, you will see how all the pieces fit perfectly into place. You will understand why you had to wait, and you will be grateful for the time of preparation. My dear friends, as you navigate through this waiting period, there is an essential aspect we must focus on: strengthening your faith. It's easy to get discouraged when answers don't come right away. It's easy to feel weary and lose hope. But this waiting time is not just a period of inaction. It's an opportunity to deepen your relationship with God and fortify your faith. First and foremost, use this time to draw closer to God. You see, God desires a close and intimate relationship with each one of us. He wants to walk this journey with you, to be your comfort and strength. Spend time in prayer. Pour out your heart to Him. Share your fears, your doubts, your hopes, and your dreams. God is listening. He cares deeply about every aspect of your life. Prayer is not just about asking for what we need. It's also about building a relationship with our Creator. As you pray, take moments to listen. God speaks in the quiet moments, in the stillness of your heart. It might not be a loud, booming voice, but a gentle whisper, a sense of peace, or a nudge in your spirit. Be still and allow His presence to fill you with peace and assurance. Reading and reflecting on God's promises in the Scriptures can also strengthen your faith. There is immense power in His Word. It's filled with promises that are meant to uplift and encourage you when doubt creeps in. When you feel like giving up, turn to these promises. Remind yourself that God is faithful and He keeps His Word. His promises are true, and they are for you. Faith, my friends, is not just about believing in what you can see. It's about trusting in what you cannot see. It's about holding on to the promises of God, even when the evidence seems to be against you. Think about it this way. When you plant a seed, you can't see what's happening underground, but you trust that with time, the seed will grow. Faith is that trust. It's believing that God is at work, even when you can't see it. Faith also means surrendering control to God. It means acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, but trusting that God does. It's about letting go of our fears and anxieties and placing them in God's hands. I know this is not always easy. We like to be in control. We like to know what's going to happen and when. But true, faith requires us to trust God's timing and His plan. As you strengthen your faith, you'll find that it becomes a source of resilience and hope. Faith doesn't mean you won't face challenges or hardships, but it gives you the strength to endure them. It anchors you, keeps you grounded, and helps you to rise above your circumstances. Faith reminds you that no matter how difficult things may seem, you are not alone. God is with you, guiding you, supporting you, and preparing the way for your victory. Moreover, your strength and faith will also be a beacon of hope to others. When people see your unwavering trust in God, even in the midst of trials, they will be encouraged. Your faith can inspire others to seek God, to trust in His promises, and to hold on to hope. So, my dear friends, let this waiting period be a time of strengthening your faith. Draw closer to God, immerse yourself in prayer, and listen for His voice. Trust in what you cannot see and hold on to the promises of God. Let your faith be a source of strength, resilience, and hope. Remember that God is faithful. Your breakthrough is coming, and your faith will see you through. My dear friends, as we journey through life, there are two formidable enemies we will inevitably face: doubt and fear. These insidious adversaries have a way of creeping into our hearts and minds, whispering lies that can paralyze us and make us question our worth and our potential. They will try to convince you that you are not worthy of victory, that you are not capable, and that your situation is hopeless. But I am here to tell you that these are lies. Doubt and fear are like shadows that obscure the light of truth. They thrive in the dark corners of our minds, where uncertainty and insecurity reside. But remember this: God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You are not defined by your fears, and you are not bound by your doubts. You are a child of God, and He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. When doubt and fear try to take hold of you, remind yourself of who you are and whose you are. You belong to God, the creator of the universe, the one who holds all power and authority. He has a plan for your life, and it is a plan for good, a plan to give you hope and a future. Your worth is not determined by your circumstances. It is determined by the one who created you and loves you unconditionally. To overcome doubt and fear, we must first acknowledge them. Pretending they don't exist or trying to ignore them will only give them more power. Face them head on. Speak truth to them. When doubt says, "You can't do this," respond with, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." When fear says, "You are alone," declare, "God is with me and He will never leave me." It's essential to fill your mind and heart with God's promises. Meditate on His word, let it saturate your thoughts, and let it be the foundation upon which you stand. The more you immerse yourself in His truth, the less room there will be for doubt and fear. Replace the lies with God's promises. When fear says you are not enough, remember that God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When doubt says you will fail, remember that God says He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Another powerful way to combat doubt and fear is through prayer. Prayer is your lifeline to God, a direct line of communication with the one who holds your future. Pour out your fears to Him and ask Him to fill you with His peace and confidence. Prayer is not just about asking for what you need. It's about aligning your heart with God's heart and letting His truth wash over you. Remember that every great victory in life is preceded by a battle. Doubt and fear are part of that battle, but they do not have to defeat you. They are obstacles to be overcome, not insurmountable barriers. God has equipped you with everything you need to overcome them. He has given you His Spirit, which is a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So, when you feel overwhelmed by doubt and fear, take a moment to pause and breathe. Remind yourself of who you are and whose you are. Declare God's promises over your life. Pray and seek His presence. Lean on your community. And most importantly, trust that God is with you every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you. My dear friends, you are capable, you are worthy, and your situation is not hopeless. You are a child of God, and He is preparing a great victory for you. Do not let doubt and fear steal your joy or your peace. Stand firm in your faith. Hold on to God's promises and move forward with confidence. Your breakthrough is coming, and with God by your side, you can overcome any obstacle. My dear friends, there is an essential step we must take: letting go of the past. This might be one of the most challenging parts of our journey, but it is absolutely necessary. Holding on to past hurts, failures, and disappointments will only hinder your progress. To fully embrace the new and wonderful things God has in store for you, you must be willing to release the old. Imagine trying to climb a mountain while carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Each rock represents a past hurt, failure, or disappointment. As long as you hold on to that backpack, your climb will be slow, painful, and exhausting. But if you choose to let go of that weight, your journey becomes lighter. Your steps become quicker, and the path ahead becomes clearer. First, let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about excusing the wrongs that were done to you, nor is it about forgetting the pain you've endured. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the chains of bitterness and resentment. It's about choosing to release the hold that those past wounds have on your heart. When you forgive, you are not doing it for the benefit of those who wronged you. You are doing it for yourself. You are choosing to break free from the prison of anger and hurt. Forgiving others doesn't mean you have to condone their actions or reconcile with them. It means you are letting go of the power that those actions have over your life. It's about saying, "I refuse to let what happened to me in the past dictate my future." When you forgive, you open the door for healing and restoration. You allow God's love to fill those broken places in your heart. Releasing the pain of the past is equally important. Pain, if left unchecked, can fester and grow, consuming your thoughts and clouding your judgment. It can prevent you from seeing the beauty of the present and the promise of the future. Acknowledge your pain, but don't let it define you. Bring it to God in prayer. Pour out your heart to Him. Let Him take that pain and transform it into strength. Remember, God is close to the brokenhearted, and He binds up their wounds. Allow yourself to heal. Healing is a process, and it takes time. Be patient with yourself. Surround yourself with a supportive community of friends and loved ones who can walk with you on this journey. Seek professional help if you need it. There is no shame in asking for support. Healing comes in many forms, and sometimes it requires the help of others. As you let go of the past, remember that God is a God of new beginnings. He is constantly at work, creating new opportunities, opening new doors, and writing new chapters in your life. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" God is doing a new thing in your life, and you must be ready to receive it. My dear friends, letting go of the past is not easy, but it is necessary. Forgive those who have wronged you, release the pain, and allow yourself to heal. Trust in God's promise of new beginnings. Embrace the new things He is doing in your life. Let go of the heavy backpack filled with rocks and climb the mountain with a light heart and a spirit filled with hope. Your victory is ahead, and it is more glorious than you can imagine. My friends, let's talk about trusting the process. I know it's not always easy, especially when you're right in the middle of it. It can feel like you're walking through darkness, unsure of what lies ahead and questioning whether there's any light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm here to remind you today that the light is there, and it's shining, brighter than you can imagine. Trusting in God's plan for your life requires faith, a deep, unwavering trust that He knows exactly what you need and when you need it. It's about surrendering your own desires and timelines to His perfect will. Remember, God is never late. He is always on time, even when it feels like things are falling apart. In those moments when uncertainty threatens to overwhelm you, hold fast to the promise found in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God's plans for you are good. They are filled with hope and promise. Even when the path seems unclear, trust that He is leading you forward, step by step. Think about a master craftsman creating a beautiful work of art. Every stroke of the brush, every chisel of the tool is purposeful and deliberate. In the same way, God is intricately crafting the story of your life. He's weaving together the threads of your experiences, your joys, your sorrows, and your triumphs into a masterpiece that reflects His glory. Trust involves surrender, letting go of your need to control every outcome and instead placing your confidence in God's sovereignty. It's about acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He knows the beginning from the end, and He is working all things together for your good. Sometimes trusting the process means embracing the waiting, the uncertainty, and the challenges along the way. It means believing that God is using every season of your life to mold you, refine you, and prepare you for the great things He has in store. The setbacks, the delays, and the detours are not obstacles. They are opportunities for growth and transformation. When it feels like everything is falling apart, remember that God is actually aligning things to fall into place. He is orchestrating every detail of your life with divine precision. Trust in His faithfulness, His wisdom, and His love for you. He is with you in every season, guiding you, strengthening you, and preparing you for the victories that lie ahead. And finally, my dear friends, know that your grand victory is coming. It is on the horizon, and it is more glorious than you can imagine. God is preparing a victory that will surpass all your expectations. It will be a victory that will bring joy, peace, and fulfillment. When that victory comes, it will be a testament to God's faithfulness, His love, and His power. It will be a reminder that He never left you, that He was with you, and that He brought you through to the other side. Hold on, my friends. Hold on to faith. Hold on to hope, and hold on to the promise of victory. God is preparing a great victory for you, and it is coming soon. Trust in His plan, embrace the journey, and get ready to celebrate the victory that He has prepared just for you. Now let's pray together. Heavenly Father, You are the God of all creation, the provider of every good and perfect gift. We thank You for Your faithfulness and Your unending love that sustains us through every season of life. Lord, we lift up our financial concerns to You. You know, The challenges we face, the burdens that weigh heavy on our hearts, we trust in your promise that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We ask for your divine provision, that you would open doors of opportunity, bring forth unexpected blessings, and grant us wisdom in our financial decision. Father, we also pray for restoration in areas where we have experienced loss or setback. You are the God who restores what the locusts have eaten. Restore our hearts, our relationships, and our circumstances. Bring reconciliation where there is division, healing where there is brokenness, and hope where there is despair. We believe in your power to perform miracles. Lord, you are the God of miracles, the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. We pray for miraculous interventions in our lives, in our families, and in our communities. Let your glory be revealed through supernatural breakthroughs and divine interventions that defy human understanding. Lord, we also lift up those who are in need of healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You are the God who heals us. We ask for your healing touch to rest upon each person who is suffering or in pain. Bring comfort to their hearts, strength to their bodies, and peace to their spirits. In all these things, Father, we surrender our lives into your hands. You are our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. Your promises are true, and your love endures forever. May your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.